Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista and second date update. You don't necessarily want to find yourself here because if you're here in this segment, you've been out on a date that you thought of has gone swimmingly, but the person that you went out with doesn't think so much.
Yeah, I would have eaten already 5 gallons of ice cream by this point.
Yes. Well, that's what's happening. Well, I'm not sure that's what's happening with Tori, but Tori, you went out on a date, and now that person is not calling you back. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm going absolutely crazy because I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
All right.
It was good.
Who did you go out with, Tori?
I went out with a buy-in.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just one of those great nights. We went to the lake. It was super fun. I'm baffled. I'm kind of worried something happened to him.
Nice. Ooh. The lake is always good. It's been really hot here.
The lake? Yeah. Oh, fun.
I was on the lake last week. So,
girl, sporting your bikini.
Yeah. So Ryan got to see all the goods. Yeah. Why would he not call you back?
Right.
All right. So how did you meet Ryan, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. We met when we were just out one night with friends. I was at a club and you know, couldn't help but see him from across the room. So I lucked out.
Cute.
One of my friends helped me out.
Nice.
Sure, we bumped into each other.
Were either of you drunk and stumbling over to each other to say hi?
I was definitely a little happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
so cute.
A little later. But
yeah. All right. Well, you know what? It's you have a nice wing woman there. They help you out. And all right. So you guys hit it off when you guys went to the. Was your whole date the lake, or did you go somewhere first and end up at the lake, or have a picnic, or kind of describe what happened on your date?
Yeah, but we went and had a picnic, and you know we're out there enjoying the sun and all that. And we stayed until way after the sun went down. It was just great. I mean, like, it was really good chemistry, and it was just a lot of fun. And that's why I can't figure out. It's like you seem like everything's going so well. I've been super anxious to see him again, and haven't heard anything.
Did he have a hot body in his swimsuit?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, how did you try to get back with him, Tori? Did you call him? Did you hit him up with a text or shoot him a message on Facebook?
I've texted a couple times and just gotten absolutely nothing back.
Okay.
Aww.
And was it like the end of your date? Did you guys kiss and say, hey, let's do this again? Or was it sort of a, hey, that was nice and I'll probably see you sometime?
There's a lot of kissing.
Very good.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those. Talk to you soon. See you soon. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I feel like it's just weird. I can't figure out what happened.
Tori, don't say anything right now. We're going to call Ryan and see if we can't figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Ryan.
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's up, man? This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live right now on 93.1 Jams, little radio station.
Okay.
How are you, buddy?
All righty, then.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. We're doing something called Second Date Update, where you probably, well, not probably, you have been on a date with somebody who thought the date went great, but for whatever reason is sort of getting blown off here. And we're talking about Tori in this case. Do you remember going out with Tori?
Tori.
Oh, he's got a
Tori.
From the lake?
Red hair?
I'm not sure.
Is she? Even better. Yeah, you hung out at the lake?
Oh, the lake. Yeah.
All right.
Is that still the redhead? Okay.
And wasn't this just like a week ago or something?
Wow.
Something like that, I think.
Obviously, he dates a lot. Yeah.
I mean, if you have to recall the amount of girls. Okay, so anyway.
It says, you know how it goes.
Yeah. Okay, hey, listen.
Marco really doesn't, but
I don't.
That's cool.
I'm out of the loop. But all right, so you went out with Tori, if you remember correctly. What's going on? I think she's trying to get back in touch with you just to kind of see what's happening on your end.
Yeah, she called me a couple times.
Yeah.
Did you ever think.
She's a cool girl.
Was calling her back ever
good
in
body.
Your
oh good body
all right
good
yeah she sounds cute do was calling her back ever in your plans or were you just like one and done here
I don't know. I was still thinking about it, if I was going to get around to it or not.
Why?
I just, you know.
Tell us about your date.
Busy. You know how it goes. I mean, we had our date, and, you know.
Nah, not really. I don't really know.
Well, no, like what? Tell us what happened.
On to the next one situation.
Well, what was wrong with her? Why don't you like her?
I was kind of like, I was going to give it one shot and see how that worked out, see if I can finish the deal. And you know, she's a little feisty. And
okay, so you know, hold on. So you were hoping that that it would end up in sex? Is that what you're saying? That you wanted to hook this thing up?
In different words, sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but redheads don't do that.
No, they do that all the time.
Did he just say redheads are crazy?
Yes, because he knows.
Why?
In a good way. Good way.
Because every single guy that I've met who's dated a redhead and I'm one said we're all crazy.
You all are.
Yeah.
But that's another time.
Jury's out.
Yep,
Jury's out.
Jeez.
Okay, so you were looking for a straight hookup and it didn't seem like Tori was into getting down on the first date. Is that kind of what we're doing here?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, we hooked up and I thought it was going to play out differently and
Okay.
I mean, because you guys, you know, Tinder is really good for that, but you guys met through mutual friends, so maybe she thought it was a different vibe instead of just a straight hookup.
Oh, well, we were out at a club and I thought that was kind of the vibe. I thought she kind of knew what was up and I guess it just didn't work out.
Okay. Well, you listen, I got to tell you here, Ryan, that Tori is with us because she couldn't get in touch with you, so we thought we would help her out here. So she's standing behind the phone. So Tori, apparently you didn't put out on the first date, and that was a problem for Ryan.
Yeah, it had me completely fooled. I didn't know you were a complete disgusting pig. Oh, my God.
Oh, he just laughs at that.
yeah. Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really, that's all anyone says to you. Seriously?
Yeah, he said he thought you knew that was, you know, happening. We're supposed to just get down, right? Not even talk or anything. Just throw it down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Down in.
Oh, you want to go over later, Tori?
Dirty.
Oh, yeah. Dirty. I don't think so. You're disgusting. Oh, my God. Worrying about you. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how many guys really expect to have sex on the first date? I mean, this is not realistic.
Well, it is for Ryan.
I do.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Oh,
I got my hand up.
A walking disease or something. Fabulous.
I got my hand up.
Oh, my God.
All right. Did you think that?
Oh, my God.
Did you think that you were going to hit it right on the beach, Ryan? I mean, what's going on here?
I would have been against that, but I was, you know.
No. Have you ever?
Trying to make other plans for afterwards, but
wow.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, have you ever done it on the beach before? Because it's very uncomfortable with the sand.
In Mexico.
I just want to throw up.
Oh, he has done. Okay, very good.
This guy's probably done anything. All right.
Wow.
So it looks like you have too much class here, Tori, and that you're a little higher standard than what Ryan usually is looking for.
Yeah, lesson learned on that one.
Yeah. She has a standard.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, yeah. Normally what we would do is we would say, hey, listen, if you want to go out on a second date, Tori, we'd be happy to pay for it. Okay. And just so you guys
can.
Does
Ryan have to go?
That is awesome.
I think it's probably
pick somebody else.
Yeah. I think it's probably the best for you is to pick somebody else.
Okay. Good times.
Yeah. I mean, and not that there's nothing wrong with you, Ryan. I'm sure there's plenty of girls out there.
Oh, there are a few things wrong with them.
All right,
hey, how about me and you get together, the redheaded in the studio?
What's
your name? He says, I didn't know your name.
Oh, my God. Jason Lightfall.
What is your name?
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
I want to be your baby.
I'm not into you like that.
No, no, no. You don't get it. I literally want to be your baby.
I'm confused.
You know, I want to wear a diaper and have a pacifier and you baby talk to me and feed me with those great breasts. It would be great.
That's really weird. Is this like a sex thing?
I guess a little. Why? Are you into it?
Well, I would just put you up for adoption, really.
Damn, you're cold, Mom. Hey, why haven't we f***ed yet?
I can think of quite a few reasons.
You know what? Screw you. I bet you can't even name one good reason.
You know what? You might be right. What reason do I have to no f*** you?
Exactly. We're perfect for each
other. I mean, what reason could I, a young, attractive woman, possibly have to not f*** you, a gross, fat, balding guy twice my age?
So, is that a no? Hey, it's Chad. I'm the guy tutoring you in math.
Hey, Chad, what's up?
Well, I'm thinking that you and I should spend some time together because you are super hot.
Sorry, I think we should just stick to math.
Hey, that's not a problem. You plus me equals ecstasy.
Stop, Chad. You are only my math tutor.
What do math and me have in common? We're both hard for you.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty good. I changed my mind. I want to fail math.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. This is called Radio Recast. We have tickets to either be on our bus to the Adult Ditch Day, which we're taking down to Six Flags Great America to check out the new ride called The Joker. It's a free fly coaster. If you can take off Wednesday, May 31st and be with us for our Adult Ditch Day, that could be a great way to spend the day with us and have some fun.
Oh, yes.
We also have tickets to our big premiere of Wonder Woman. So we'll let you pick whatever ticket you want. If you can win Radio Recast this morning. And here's how we do Radio Recast if you're new to our show. We have picked a movie that everyone at one time or another should have seen. It's a pretty popular movie, but we've recast ourselves as two brand new celebrities, and we have to impersonate those celebrities. Here is the caveat, especially me. We suck at doing impressions. They're terrible. They're never good.
Horrid. People call us even. We're so bad.
They
we're
call
like,
us
we
and
know
tell us how
we
bad
suck
we are.
Really bad. So it's fine. We get it.
And on top of that, we don't even know what we're going to do until right now we learn. So I've picked a voice for Krista. Krista has picked a voice for me. And we will do them together. All right, Krista, here's who you are going to be recasted this morning as. You ready?
People don't become successful just by accident. You know, I mean, maybe the guy...
Arnold.
You're going to be Arnold.
...found gold in California and started the gold rush, but don't count on that.
All right, there you go. You're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
All right, and this is who you've picked for me?
I believe that fate has brought us...
Macy Gray? Oh, my God. All right.
That's right.
All right, so Arnold and Macy Gray. Since you're a boy and I'm a girl, we'll just do those parts in this movie. This happens to be a boy and girl scene.
Okay.
So you will do the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I will do the voice as Macy Gray. If you can guess what movie we have recast ourselves into at 321-0931, we will make you a winner. Are you ready?
No.
We'll give you a hint with some of the music we play. All right, go ahead.
Oh, gosh. I consider myself a reasonable merman. I've set certain rules, and I expect those rules to be obeyed.
But Johnny...
is it true you rescued a human from drowning?
Daddy, I had to.
Contact between a human world and a mer world is strictly forbidden. You know about that. Everyone knows that.
He would have died.
One less human to worry about.
You don't even know him.
Know him? I don't have to know him. Yeah. They're all the same. Smilers, savage, harpooning, fish eaters, incapable of any feeling.
All right, there you go. 3, 2, 1.
I thought yours was great.
Nah.
It was great. Yeah. That made me
laugh.
That's
how I imagined Macy Gray sounding.
That's how you sound.
Let's get to Cassandra this morning. Morning, Cassandra.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hey, girl, what movie have we recast ourselves into this morning in Radio Recast?
Oh, it's got to be The Little Mermaid.
Of course it is. Yes.
Well, what gave it away? The word Ariel?
Yeah. When you read the word Ariel, I'm like, okay, like, so much
there
for
it is.
So much for not getting it. All right. Well, that's fine. We need all the help we can get because our impersonations are terrible. Yeah, congratulations, Cassandra.
Woo!
You got it.
Thank you.
Yes, honey.
All right, so you get a pick here. What do you think? You think a spot on our bus for our Adult Ditch Day, or are you going with the Wonder Woman passes?
Oh, we'll go to Adult Ditch Day.
Yes, you
nice.
Will.
All right.
Yay.
Cassandra, you and a friend will be on our bus down to Six Flags Great America. It's going to be super awesome to see the new ride called the Joker. Apparently, it's a 90-degree drop. It's called a free fly coaster, so it's going to be awesome. Oh.
That'll be so fun.
So yeah. You and a friend. All right. We're going to be doing those all morning long, by the way. So if you didn't get through here, don't worry. We got more chances to win. But to hang on for us. Oh, but by the way, who did the worst impression?
Oh, I have to say Chris's impression was a little off.
Oh, yes.
Marco. I thought it was
fabulous. Back on a winning streak. I love you, Cassandra. All right. Hang on. Hang on 1 second, honey. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so, well, Arnold, let's talk about...
I'll talk about how I'm going out for Diva for a Day today.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger going out for... Let's do a Diva for a Day promo as Arnold.
Okay. I'm so excited to go get my face put on and my hair did and a tan thanks to the ladies at the Ultimate Veritas Salon and Spa, Granite City, and Mad City Limo.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
If you need something hot...
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.